The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. Today, it's Easter Sunday. It's a little bit overcast, but go out and have a great day. I think it's going to be a great day, the holiest day of the year. And today, I decided that our topic would be technology in the dental office. And you might wonder what that has to do with Easter. Well, not a whole lot, except I was watching the History Channel show last night about Easter and the Vatican primarily, and how high-tech the Vatican's radio station is, and how high-tech their internet and social media has become. And I thought, you know what, we'll talk about technology in the dental office. Now, going to be joining me in a minute on the phone is James Cook. He is the owner of Novus Network Solutions, Incorporated. His company specializes in providing technology solutions exclusively to dentists. He has over 10 years experience in doing that, and we'll bring James on the phone here in just a second. But before I do, let me mention that if you have questions and you would like to give us a call, our number, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. You can also email questions to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And while I'm at it, why don't I just mention that podcasts of this show are available at dentallyspeaking.com, or you can actually go to sunny95.com and search under, it's under on air and then Sunday morning shows. Yeah, Sunday morning shows. Because I guess what? It's Sunday morning, huh? Okay. Anyway, all right, so a little bit of housekeeping there. And keep in mind that we will be having Dr. Kvitko's question of the day here soon. The winner of the question of the day will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to their place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So write down that phone number, 459-9769. All right, so let's bring James on to the show. James, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for getting up and calling into my show on Easter Sunday. That was very nice of you.
My pleasure.
And so, as we mentioned, you have 10 years of experience of doing this, and you are exclusively a company that works exclusively with dental offices. And I guess my question is, how did you come to learn that a dental office had such a great need for technology that you could just simply specialize in dentists?
Well, you know, 10 years ago when I was starting to get into the field, the company I had interviewed with told me they specialized specifically in dental practices. And I thought, well, that's kind of a weird market to be in. I wouldn't imagine that there'd be that much need for it.
Dentists are weird, by the way. We know that.
So as soon as I step into the dental practice, I see not just the standard need for technology that most practices would have, but an overabundance of technology requirements. There's screens all over the walls. There's a computer in every single room I seem to walk into. There's cameras that go into the computers, X-rays. Just this very large package of technology that the dentist really wants to make the practice run well. So,
well, you know, as it turns out, it was about 10 years ago that I built my new office, which I guess isn't new anymore, but at the time it was, that incorporated all of this technology. So it looks like I was learning how to use it about the same time you were learning how to install it, huh?
Yeah, it was cutting edge at the time. I remember it was the perfect time to go into the market because it was just when all of this stuff was really starting to take off. So,
yeah, and I'll tell you what, I just couldn't practice without it. I honestly don't know what I would do. a couple of the things that you mentioned, the screens all over the place. What you're talking about are TV screens. We have TVs on the ceiling. We have TVs mounted to the chair. And people think, oh, you know, so what? You can watch television while you're at the dental office. Well, a couple of things. It's not just for that. In fact, I always remind people that we don't really have it just to watch, you know, Jerry Springer. It's so that you can see. It's so that you can see the X-rays. So you can see the, the crack in your tooth or the granulation tissue that I just discovered in between the roots of your upper molar, that sort of thing. And without it, you know, I probably spent 21 years drawing pictures on my hand or on a piece of paper, using my fingers as samples of roots of teeth and trying to explain what a root canal is. And the whole time people are nodding their head, shaking their head like they understood. And it wasn't until I incorporated this technology, and we have a thing which we'll talk about here in a minute called CASEY, which stands for, what, a computer-assisted educational system, that I can now play a minute and a half video with complete with animation, and people actually, you can see the light bulb go off in their head. It's the neatest thing. What technology do you find to be the coolest of all of the things that you help dentists install?
Well, just on a pure nerd perspective, the thing that I found to be the most interesting recently has been the impression replacement systems, something like the iTero, where they use it looks like a larger intraoral camera that goes into the mouth, and it's able to take a 3D model of the patient's mouth without actually putting any gel or any of that icky stuff I'm not very fond of, the impression material.
So it's a horseshoe-shaped wand kind of thing, right? Like a wafer?
No, not necessarily like that. This is more like it looks like an intraoral camera. It's just slightly larger. It's not like the CAD-CAM systems where you would take an image of the tooth and use it to mill a new crown. It looks more like an intraoral camera, but it actually, just by kind of swiping over the teeth, it's able to make a 3D model of that, which could then be sent to CAD-CAM replacements or it can be stored for future use. The way it was pitched to me originally is, you know, as we continue down the road in the future, you could go in and have that procedure done where you have the digital impression made, and then if, you know, your son breaks his tooth, he's able to rush in, and you could actually have a model of his pre-existing tooth already in the system, prep it, and then, you know, recreate the tooth as it was through a CAD-CAM system.
That's pretty neat. So iTero, huh?
Yeah, that's just one of the models. I saw it when it was still in pre-release, so it was being pitched around to a couple different companies, and they had me come take a look at it. So I know that's one of the market brands that are out there now, as well as a few others. So,
cool. Now, each week we have Dr. Kavicka's question of the day, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or not. If you do, don't tell me, or don't say it out loud. But this week, the question is going to be, what percent of dental offices use digital X-rays instead of film? And so we want to make sure that we give the answer so that people who are listening can win. So, do you know?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what would it be?
You want me to say what the answer is?
Yeah, go ahead and tell us, because that way it'll make it easier for the listeners. It's Easter. They're thinking about going to church. We'll just give them the answer, and then later we'll tell them when it's time to call. What do you have?
It's 30%.
30%, yeah. Now, that is low. I think that's really low. I mean, we've had digital for 10 years, going on 11. Don't you think that's low?
I do think that's low. Not only does it have the additional benefits of having less radiation for the patient, but, you know, there's eventually a lower total cost of ownership on the thing because it replaces all the chemicals that are used in the office as well. So,
which makes it greener.
Exactly. I find it very low.
Now, I had a job, part-time job, when I was in dental school. It was developing X-rays for those CREST tests, where they would go out and examine children in various school districts and come back with the X-rays. And me and another dental student would develop them all. We'd use the tanks, you know, and we'd set the temperature. And if it was a little dark, we could leave it in there a little, or take it out a little bit sooner, or leave it in a little longer if it was light. And spent a lot of time doing that. And I haven't touched an X-ray chemical probably in 11 years. It's just amazing. I have them just in case my computer ever goes out. But luckily we have you guys, Novus Network Solutions, so my computers usually don't go out for very long. So I haven't had to do it. But anyway, now, so you had all this stuff introduced to you, and it was, but it keeps growing. I mean, in fact, I think I keep providing challenges where I have, I know it's been a challenge for you to take my digital images and split them over three different televisions at the same time, right?
Sure.
And I don't know, I mean, where do you get this technology? Do you just look in the magazines? Do you call up tech friends? How do you solve these problems? Because when you're on the cutting edge, it's the cutting edge. You're out there, you know?
That's one of the things that's always really drawn me to specifically the dental market, is the request I get. Like you said, I'd like to split my images across three different screens, and other requests like that really do tend to be on that cutting edge, and that's where I've always wanted to be when I was working. So personally, I'm always looking on different websites, magazines, calling all of my colleagues to see, hey, what's the coolest, hottest, neatest thing? I always try to be a couple years ahead of the curve. Now, I don't like to implement that right away because I want all the bugs to be worked out. But, I definitely try to stay right on the edge there.
You're like me. I don't want to be the first, but I want to be in the first wave. Let somebody else have all the headaches, right?
Yeah, I always call it, you want to be cutting edge, but not bleeding edge.
There you go. I haven't heard that before, but that's pretty cool. All right, hey, can you stick with us because we have to go to a break?
Absolutely.
Okay, now, the question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is... what percent of dental offices use digital x-rays instead of film? Go ahead and call now, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. The correct answer wins flowers from Bystember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. I think we're going to take caller number 5. So go ahead and call now, and when we come back from the break, we'll talk to our winner. Thank you for listening, and stay with us. Here we go.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation
right?
in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch. Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
And thank you so much for your calls. We have some callers on the line, and let's go to caller number 5 first. I'm sorry, caller, what's your name?
Laura Rice.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Can you tell me what the answer is?
30%.
30% is right.
Yay! Okay.
All right. So Margie and James and Claudine, thank you so much for calling. Obviously, Laura got the correct answer. That's why we had you on hold in case Laura got the wrong answer. But we're going to go ahead. Laura, hang on, because my producer is going to get your information so that we can make sure you get the flowers from Bystember Florist, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy Easter.
You too, and thank you for listening.
Bye.
Okay, hang on the line.
It's okay.
All right, James, you still with us?
Yes, I am. Sir.
Okay, great, great. That's good. Okay, so, see, we just got somebody Easter flowers. How about that?
That's brilliant.
Now, you told me that the digital impression system, iTero, is the coolest. What do you find the most useful of the technologies in dental offices? What do you think?
I think the one technology that seems to make the biggest impact, in my opinion, has been the intraoral cameras, the cameras that can actually go into the patient's mouth and give them a really good idea of what's really going on.
I have to agree. That is so powerful. You know, if I tell somebody that they have a crack in their tooth, they kind of believe me, but yet they don't really have anything to go on. And there's nothing like seeing this thing that looks like it's ready to break in half right while you're, you know, while you're looking at it.
Exactly.
So there's that. And then, of course, there are infections and, anywhere from maybe like a spot that could be oral cancer to all kinds of things. And we don't have a, we don't have a patient come in our office that we don't take intraoral photos of. It's just a standard part of our exam. It's, you know, we take x-rays, we do an exam, and we photograph every single tooth. And I'll tell you, it's a little bit like that impression system where you get a record of what the tooth looked like the day they walked in the door. Not as good as the impression system, but certainly a look, I don't know, a little story. I had a patient come in and they said, you know, when a girl cleaned my teeth last week, she chipped my tooth. And I said, really? I didn't know about that. And that's kind of odd for a tooth to be chipped. And, of course, sometimes teeth have these little pieces of tooth-colored filling on them, and people don't realize that it's filling. But anyway, the hygienist had not said anything to me, and so I said, well, let's look back at the picture that we took the day you came in and see. And sure enough, our picture showed that that little chip was there, you know, 2 years prior. So there's an example of just maybe diffusing an unpleasant situation that arose, and we were able to move on as friends, you know?
Right, of course. And even as a patient myself, I know that... you know, the first time I had one of those popped into my mouth, I could see what was going on. It was definitely an eye-opening experience. So.
Right. So, they used it on you, huh? Used your own technology on you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know my teeth pretty well at this point.
That's right, because you use yourself as an example, don't you, when a new office is coming online?
Sure, absolutely. And during trainings where I'm teaching the staff how to use the camera, I'm always the guinea pig. So
you can zoom right in on that tooth number 30 where you have an amalgam that's breaking down or something.
Exactly.
Now, before we, I want to make sure that we cover this, and that is, what does it mean for a dental office to be paperless? And how do you accomplish taking an office paperless? Meaning, you can tell that I'm not paperless yet. Of course, you know because you've been there. But that seems to be the next big thing for me that's been suggested a couple times. And... yeah, what do you know? I mean, what do you know about that? Do you do that, by the way?
Yes, absolutely. When an office tells me they want to go paperless, what I think they're asking for is there is a patient chart which stores items like clinical notes, X-rays, and just basically all the information of the patient's medical history, and they want to go ahead and get that into a form where it's into the computer. That way, the chart could be stored off-site or in an area where it's not so intrusive, like up at the front where you have large cabinets that are just filled with charts. So there's two main ways that that's accomplished. The existing charts or anything that really has to be on paper is scanned in with a nice, fast, what they call an automatic document feeder scanner. Kind of looks like a fax machine. It's able to do almost whole charts at a time just very quickly.
Wow.
And that digitizes the entire chart and places it into your practice management software. The really cool thing about that, other than eliminating the space, is it makes it much better for the staff members at the practice to access that information. So instead of having to run up to the front and grab a chart or getting any of that things going on, they're able to just click on the patient name and voila, there's the patient's medical history and all other forms they've signed off on. And then from that point forward, instead of scanning in paper, most of the software packages now have a section where you can enter the data just directly into the practice management system. So instead of filling out your clinical notes on a piece of paper as you're doing the procedure, you can enter it into the computer. And that way a piece of paper isn't even ever generated, so you're not wasting the resource.
So is this really better for the patient or just better for the dentist in the dental office?
Well, I think that being able to have that that information available at your fingertips very quickly is beneficial for the patient. It will shorten their appointment time.
Okay.
And, of course, it's nice for the dentist as well because they're freeing up some space, and they're making their workflow faster.
So we have to type then. We would type our progress notes rather than hand write them?
That's true. A lot of the practice management softwares have it to where it's based on a template because a lot of the practice or the clinical notes that you'd be entering would be repetitive. It's the same sort of procedure. You do the same sort of thing. So say you're going into the chart and you're doing a filling, it automatically knows, well, this is what he's going to want most of this note to say. And it just has a small segment that you can type in. Some of the softwares also allow for dictation. So you can have a headset and actually tell it what you want it to enter. But I think that technology still isn't quite mature enough, but that's something that's definitely coming up that's going to be very, very cool.
What about the script where you, like when you use your credit card at a store and it's this sign here and it's on a glass pad, mm-hmm. is that available?
Absolutely it is. A lot of packages also allow you to do that online. So a great example, somebody who is a new patient to a practice, they're able to fill out their new patient information, their medical history, online, and then when they come into the practice for the first time, they already have the information, but they still do have to sign off on it. So they can go up to the front, and it looks just like the grocery store where you have the little electronic signature pad. And the person would come up and say, I'm a new patient, I've already filled out everything online. The staff member at the front recognizes that that's taken place, and they have the information, and they just need them to sign off. They sign right off on the signature pad like you would at the store, and that's a legally signed document.
What about me? Would I be able to write my progress notes on a glass pad similar to that I could carry from in room like an iPad or something?
I haven't seen any package like that. There is some handwriting recognition software out now, but it's not super mature. Even on the notes that you enter into the computer, you actually still do have to sign them. That signature is very important for legal reasons. So once clinical notes are finished, you do have the option to just sign right there, either with a mouse or a touch screen or something like that.
Okay, what they call electronic signature. You mean with the mouse? You mean like drawing with the mouse?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I've done that a couple times. It looks nothing like my signature, but I guess it's legal, right?
Exactly. That's really all that matters.
Okay, well, hang with us if you can, because I have a couple more questions, and we have to go to a break. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. And stay with us, because we'll be right back after the break.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko
and
Associates.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and today my guest on the show is James Cook. He is the owner of Novus Network Solutions Incorporated. His company specializes in providing technology solutions exclusively to dentists, and he has over 10 years experience. Too bad you don't specialize in making me talk clearer. That would be helpful on a Sunday morning. Anyway, okay. James, thank you so much for being on the show and for hanging with me.
My pleasure.
Now, there are a couple things. We got just a little bit of time here, but of all of the new technology found in dental offices today, which is the hardest to keep working properly?
Anything with a moving part.
Like what?
Hard drives, the little device that stores all the information in the computer.
Okay.
It's kind of like a big record player.
Right.
Those seem to break all the time. Cooling fans break. The power supplies always go out because they have fans in them. And I can't stand printers. They always break.
Yeah, we've had our own woes with printers, haven't we? although they are necessary evils.
Of course.
Now, how about the notion of electronics replacing stereotypical things that you might find in a dental office, like a fish aquarium?
Sure. I have a wonderful example of that where I have a client that is obsessed with fish. He has lots and lots of aquariums throughout his home and his office, but he obviously can't put an aquarium in every single operatory. So he has placed like a television screen, like a nice 30-inch screen.
Right.
And from the computers, he's able to run a digital aquarium. So he can customize which fish are being used and display that on the patient. He says that it just does wonders for actually making the patients very calm. They actually look forward to coming in and watching the fish.
So does he have an aquarium that he has a camera trained on and then it's just broadcast to the rooms?
No, it's not a camera that's trained on. It's actually a software program that he runs from the computers in his operatory.
Okay, because I have a couple DVDs.
Mm-hmm, right.
If somebody wants to watch fish, and I don't have to feed them, I don't have to change their water.
No.
I just put a DVD in. There's tropical, there's freshwater, I think there's a third that I can't remember. And it has all the sounds of the bubbles and the filter, and the fish are just swimming around, and gives you the same feeling without me having to feed them.
Exactly. And, we also use it to sort of centralize any sort of media that you want to provide to the patient. So if they want to listen to a radio station, most radio stations are able to be streamed online nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do it that way. We can take movies and digitize them. So instead of having to have a big collection of DVDs that you drag into the operatories, you just have a big list that you can choose from, and you can stream it from a server.
Right.
So that's really great for the practice.
Yeah, it actually has been really neat. I visited a friend of mine who has an aquarium in his office, and he had 5 or 6 of those big water cooler jugs, you know, the kind you turn upside down, and people go to the water cooler and with little paper cups. And he was saying, you see all that water? And I said, yeah. He goes, that's 1 week's worth. Apparently the water evaporates fast. And he spends most of his time pouring water into his aquarium. And I just slip a DVD in and choose channel 90. So, okay, let's see now. If I have time for one question, you know what? I don't think I do. I think I want to talk a little bit about the Dentistry from the Heart event. And actually, James, you're going to be helping with that, aren't you?
Absolutely, sir.
Our Dentistry from the Heart event is coming up June 17th. We'll be doing free dentistry on as many people as we can. Our goal is 526. And the way James is going to be involved is he has volunteered to be there to make sure that our technology works and that we don't have some kind of a major breakdown in the middle of trying to do all that good for all those people that are there to receive free dentistry. So we're very grateful to James for that. It makes me sleep better at night knowing that during the event we're not going to have a digital x-ray machine go down, or we're not going to have our intraoral cameras not work, or who knows what. One of those, I guess he's going to have to bring some power supplies, some fans, and some hard drives and have them in his hip pocket, right?
I always have them with me.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, and we do appreciate that you'll be participating. Let me just give people a little more info. June 17th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Go to freesmilecolumbus.org and look for updates, because that is the website of the event. We will have Ted the Golden Voice Williams emceeing. We'll have a stage, hopefully face painting, games for the kids, food for purchase. People will be given numbered wristbands. It's going to be really big and really great. So mark it down and come on out and help, and come on out and get some dental care. Thank you so much for listening. It's time for me to go. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8, and every Sunday morning at 8. We've been doing this for a little over 3 years now, and we love doing it, and we love bringing information to the folks. Thank you so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.